Happy holidays, everyone. And these are our final thoughts. All right, Mike, what's at stake?
Well, hey, the Packers are still in the running for the number 2 seed in the NFC and a first-round bye. But you have to beat the Cardinals. You have to beat the Cardinals, you have to beat the Vikings, and the Cardinals have to lose to the Seahawks in Week 17 to get the number 2 seed. If you lose to the Cardinals, the 2 seed's off the table. So that's what's at stake in this game.
Okay, I get all of that, although ultimately the game against the Vikings will determine, will likely determine the Packers' seed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think what's at stake is the Packers' postseason readiness. For this team to be able to call itself ready for prime time, ready for the postseason, it has to play well in Arizona. I'd like to say has to win in Arizona, but I don't think they have to win to be ready for the postseason. But they have to play these guys off their feet. They have to be able to say we can match up against one of the two best teams in the NFC, which is what the Cardinals are right now. Mike, who is your player to watch?
I'm going to go with Clay Matthews. He was invisible on the stat sheet against Oakland, and that's not a Clay Matthews type of performance. I think in the biggest games, your best defensive players have to make the big plays, and I think for this Packers defense to find another level, to find a playoff level, I think Clay Matthews needs to be a playmaker on this defense, and he's my guy to watch.
Okay, Randall Cobb is my player to watch, and here's why. He's the Packers' slot receiver. He's the guy they move around into creative positions to create the matchup they want.
Yep.
Well, I can't imagine Patrick Peterson moving into the slot. So I have a feeling that Randall Cobb is going to be used in ways that are going to create favorable matchups for him, and I think he has to be the big play receiver this team needs to win this game. Mike, the Packers win if they get on the plane Sunday night and they know in their hearts that they are every bit the team the Cardinals are.
All right, I like that. And I'll say the Packers win if the defense can rise up in the red zone. You and I were talking off camera about that Cardinals-Vikings game from a couple of weeks ago. The Vikings took the Cardinals right to the wire. They did it because two times when Arizona was in goal to go, the Vikings rose up and held them to a field goal and stayed in that game. The Cardinals are the number one offense in the league. They're going to move the ball. They're going to make big plays. That's what they do. If the Packers can force a couple of field goals in red zone situations, I think they have a shot to win this game.
Can I give an off-the-cuff opinion?
Sure.
I think the Cardinals are the best team in the NFL.
All right. Well, you heard it from that guy. We'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay with us on Packers.com during Sunday afternoon's game from Arizona for your quarter-by-quarter recaps in the blog. Ask Vic Halftime, assuming the technical difficulties are ironed out.
Yeah, they'll be ironed out.
Okay. Send in your questions. And after the game, we'll live stream the press conferences of the head coach and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Larry McCarron will also have his one-on-one with Mike McCarthy. And all the rest of your post-game stories and videos on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, and happy holidays, everybody.